I'm a little bit wondering what to do now as well. We could do a guided meditation on the breath is one option, or I could just kind of each person fend for themselves and do whatever you want to do. I'm just wondering about working with what I've just talked about, but it's a little difficult to manufacture anger if it's not there. What would you like?
I'd like guided.
A guide, is it, should we work with the breath and do that? Yeah, is everyone happy with that? A guided breath meditation? Yeah? All right, let's do that. Okay. Let me offer a few different ways of working with the breath as well by the time we end today. So I'll do a guided now and then offer some different possibilities for later. So this is just one possible way of working with the breath, but let's try this. So if you want to establish yourself in a posture that feels comfortable for about half an hour, and so with the back upright, but not tense, not rigid. So I wonder if you can feel in the very posture this kind of balance between uprightness that's kind of expressing a wakefulness on the one hand, and that balance with a quality of openness and softness, of receptivity. So the posture is actually reflecting an ideal balance of the consciousness. I wonder if you can just feel that as you settle into the posture. Find a way for the posture to express that a little bit. And just take a moment and feel into how your face feels right now. And particularly tuning into any tension that you can feel. It might be around the eyes. Just noticing. Or around the jaw. Around the mouth. Just noticing any tension that you can feel there. Just relaxing it with the mind as much as you can right now. Okay, if some remains. Just tuning in to how the body feels and relaxing. And then similarly with the neck and the throat, just feeling in to any tension there. Just feeling how it feels and just seeing if a little bit of relaxation can come. Just relaxing. And the shoulders. Just feeling them, allowing them to drop down towards the floor. Arms and hands, tuning in, relaxing. The upper back, how does that feel? And again, just relaxing any tension, just as much as is possible. Chest. And then the belly, and particularly the lower belly, just really feeling in and releasing, softening. attention to the sensations, the simple sensations of the legs or the feet on the floor, making contact with the floor. How does that feel right now? Pressure or warmth or that experience. Really putting the attention intimately, very, very simple, to those sensations. Similarly, the sensations of the backside or the back on the chair, on the cushion or bench, how does that feel? Really close and intimate and simple, the attention. Is it possible to become aware of the whole body at once and how it feels to sit? So the whole body and the experience of sitting. Say, is it possible to expand the awareness so that it's even a little bit bigger than the whole body? And this space of awareness, you're just sensitive to the whole feeling of what's in the space, the whole thing at once, globally, the totality of it. As if there's a bubble or a balloon of awareness that's inflated and expanded to cover this whole area, and you're just sensitive to the feeling, the vibration, the texture of that whole space. Open to the whole thing, opening, opening. So this more open awareness will keep shrinking. Every time you get distracted, it will shrink anyway, and you keep expanding it, keep stretching it out, extending it to really fill the space bigger than the body. And then just sensing in and feeling over and over again, filling that space with awareness, with presence. How does it feel? Whatever you feel. Problem when the mind gets distracted, just bringing it back and re-extending, reopening that space and filling it again with presence, bright mindfulness and sensitivity to the whole feeling of that space of bodily aliveness, energy. that space and the feeling, the vibration, the texture of that whole space, you might notice how the whole space feels with the in-breath and the out-breath, how the breath ripples through the whole space or makes it feel. Just noticing the experience of breathing in the whole space of the body. Opening and inhabiting that space with sensitivity. Can actually be very, very useful to let the breath become longer and smoother, longer and slower. Comfortably long, comfortably slow. This can very much help to energize the mind. How does that feel, this long, slow, comfortable in and out breath in the whole space? Keep opening up the awareness when it shrinks. Some people, with the in and the out breath, they feel the whole space of the whole body expand a little bit with the in breath. And with the out breath, there's the kind of reversal of that expansion. Maybe you notice that expansion and contraction. Feel into, tune into the feeling of that with the breath in and out. You know, whatever is helpful for you to tune into in this whole body breathing. Some people with the breath, with the in-breath, feel the whole body, the whole space of the body is energized slightly. There's a feeling of being energized. And with the out-breath, there's a very natural, organic feeling of letting go, of relaxation. So maybe you can tune into that, if you can feel that. somehow getting the whole body involved. This long, slow breath. It's really okay when the mind gets distracted. It's really okay when the awareness shrinks. And just re-extending it to cover this whole space of the body and really inhabiting it, filling it with bright, luminous awareness. And whatever's helpful for you to notice, to feel into. Possible to get a sense of opening the body to the breath. Opening the body to the breath. Or opening the body with the breath. Using the long, slow breath to open up the whole space, the whole sense of the body. Opening the mind to the body, opening the awareness to the whole space of the body. is helpful to you, for you right now, to tune into in this whole space, but really getting the whole body involved. It might be this expanding and contracting of the whole space. It might be the feeling of energization and relaxation. Some people feel currents of energy with the in and out breath. For instance, up the front of the body. Maybe you can notice how that feels as the breath goes in and out. Up into the throat and face. Or perhaps up the spine, some people feel current up the spine or down into the legs, whatever works for you. Is it possible to keep this more open whole body bubble, balloon, or area of awareness? Really keep that expanded in that way and filled with mindfulness. Let's see if you can get a sense of what way of breathing feels best right now. So not just the ordinary default breath, but what does it feel like the body and the mind need? Maybe it is to keep the breath long and slow, and there's a kind of energization with that. Maybe that's what it needs. That's what feels best. be a much shorter breath or a very short breath. So is it possible to care for the body through the breath? Tend to the body through the breath. What does it need? Energization, calming, soothing. Can you let yourself play with this? This whole body awareness. Breath help the mind. Trying to make the body as comfortable as possible through the breath, with the breath, with the help of the breath. And feeling how that feels in the whole space. This whole body awareness, tending to any even slight sense of well-being, just tending to the body, to the sense of well-being through the breath, with the breath.